Okay, I'd like to open public safety, special public safety at 6:03 PM. We just have three agenda items here dealing with the SROs, which were presented to you last week by Commissioner George Torres and Senator Quinn. And the first one, authorized agreement, Green County Sheriff's Department, payroll drones at the school.
Mr. Chairman, I'm gonna vote no on this. There's only three schools that's gonna have these resource officers, three schools that are gonna pay for the loan. And I don't think the county of Green should be paying for three schools, and the other three schools are paying out of their own school budget. In fact, I think the schools should fund the whole thing. And it's a good thing, don't get me wrong, I'm not against the concept, I'm against who's paying for it. I don't think the county of Green should pay for it.
I think the schools that are not involved, I would encourage them to become involved. I think the ones that don't cook sake has it through the
Village, Village Police Department.
And Casco's doing through security officers. I do think
That's one.
Day and age, that you shouldn't have resource officers. And this may or may not work out, this may not be the perfect model. However, I do think that it increases the safety of the children in the center school. And we're gonna make it a little bit, I mean, luckily in Green County, we've had three incidents, and they've all been sort of non-gun related. They've been incidents that have called the sheriff's department and state police to the school. I think there's something we should be part of, and this is it.
Bill, can I say something along that vein?
Sure.
That school, I'm listening to what Charlie's saying, but in the same note, the school district is its own taxing district. So I believe in home rule, and that school that has or wants this resource, they should have to pay it. I mean, they have the right to levy taxes to the residents within that district and pay for what's needed within that school. I feel us as a legislature, we shouldn't be telling the superintendent and the people who are elected to represent the people within those districts what they need within the school district.
We didn't tell what they need, we just get off of the option.
More or less saying, here's the option, and if you want it in, if they really want in, then levy the taxes and bring it into their
They don't pay for the taxes, the school taxes. The money that you see in this particular resolution is being paid for by the school district.
Not all, hopefully.
Not for the entire year, but for the school year, yes.
They're not paying the full tariff.
What is the remainder? I think it was in the package from under Sheriff Torres, but just to be clear, I wasn't sure if we were gonna get something sort of official on that. What's the leftover? This says, these resolutions say what the schools will reimburse.
Right, the schools are going to reimburse us for the first year $55,000, which is an incentive that we talked about to get them to buy into the concept. I think, again, it's something I think law schools should be in favor of. As far as the remainder after that, according to what Sheriff Torres said, was for four deputies, the cost of the time for one school year would be $147,000. Balance for the county, the remaining part of the year, because the officer will be during the summertime, not working at the school, will be working on the road patrol, and that was $31,000 per deputy.
So sorry, year one, it's $31,000 per deputy is the additional cost of the county per deputy.
The rest has been paid for by the school.
But we're also purchasing a car, health insurance, benefits, et cetera.
Parties.
So I agree with Charlie that I think it's really a school district. It's really a school district, I feel it's a school district responsibility. I think it's a great program, you know, being an educator. But I think it's up to the people in that school district to pay for, you know, the whole thing.
You're not opposed to paying for school here, right?
I feel that those towns should be paying through their school taxes, not the county.
They are.
Yeah, they're paying for the deputy.
Right, and then we're picking up the rest of the cost for the remainder of the school year.
We're gonna get the rest of the
deputies.
Perhaps the school district could hire a officer or something per diem that works from September to June.
They could.
You know, et cetera. But again, I agree with Charlie and Tommy, I think that's the individual school district. Just, you know.
And these would be new for the rest of the year that isn't the school year? Is that?
Then they'll be on the roster.
Well, especially during summertime, when we have the most activity in Green County, especially the festivals and such, I think the need is certainly there.
I think the same offer was put to all school districts in the county. And it was left up to them with how they wanted to proceed, this being one option. But yeah, we're going to receive the benefit in the timeframe that the school is not. So it seems to me like the split on the cost is pretty fair.
Okay, I'll offer the first one. The Green County Sheriff's Department with Joe Jones at the school.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Mr. O'Connor. Motion by Lawrence, seconded by O'Connor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed.
Two?
I oppose.
Okay. I just do want to say that I think very highly of Under Sheriff Tortorella's, and I believe that this is a good program. I'm a little concerned about the rollout. I'm a little concerned about the fact that, as I understand it, the SROs were trained before there was even any discussion about this. I think that these programs are really important. Implementation is really critical. I think
Where were they trained before?
He
happened to be an SRO in his previous job.
So he wasn't trained. So there hasn't been training. Well, that's good. Then that was my misunderstanding.
He came because that's what he did previous.
Yep.
He was hired from Athens.
Got it.
The school chose them. The school interviewed.
And then they already done that?
This is the contract.
Yeah, I have Charlie and Lori voting.
It'll be up on Wednesday, so we have a chance there. Number two, authorized agreement, Green County Sheriff's Department with Greenville School District. I'll offer that.
I'll second it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. Okay. And our last one, authorized agreement, Green County Sheriff's Department, the Wyndham Mansion and Jewish Center School District. I'll walk in as well.
Sorry.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No, and I'd also like to say that I have a call in to Superintendent McCorkle on this. My impression, and I'd like to confirm with him, is that, you know, this was not something that the school reached out about, and I thought that was what we heard. So I just kind of want to get a little bit more clarity on the rollout, and I'm also big concern that we haven't followed up on, you know, information that we've gotten very clearly from the state about kind of management of the jail and other pieces of the sheriff's office responsibility. So I just am concerned that we're going to invest in another program without sort of doing our due diligence and ensuring that all of the responsibilities of the sheriff's office are, you know, what they could and should be. Fundamentally support the concept of this SRO program, fundamentally support Under Sheriff Tortorella's and his investigation and work on this. I'd like to see some more details and to sort of clean house on some other issues that I think are still outstanding before we move forward. So I'm not fundamentally opposed to the idea, though do appreciate my colleagues' comments about payments and how that might best be accommodated.
Okay, we're all set. That was passed as well. Motion to adjourn. Mr. Linger, I'll make the second. I'll take your time and patience. Appreciate it.
tomorrow saying, oops. Because there's some people that are absent. You need a majority of the entire committee not taking the absences into consideration.
We have a potential of 7 people voting, just, and I know they're weighted, but I just want to make sure that we're using the right number.
Thank you, Larry.
Ongoing conversation, especially with school districts starting to back up.
Yeah.
The plan was, we invited all the school districts to speak, I think, and the legislators were there, and they're concerned. I mean, they have their ideas about how to best ensure the safety of their pupils. And this idea just sprang from the situation in Florida, where there was a mass shooting, and the SRO was not really available to deal with prevention. So schools that were interested in contracts and talking to sheriffs, sheriffs that needed the officers for the rest of the year for the summer festivals and groups that use the summer for their programs and activities. And so we thought it was a good win-win for both sides. So I think what we have to do is, if there's no particular plan B, however, we'll go back to the schools and see what happens. And then they still have the money to put it. If they have to do something like Catskill or contract with the local sheriff or local municipal. I don't think it's a bad issue. I just think maybe we have to refine it in terms of.
And you'll leave that conversation back to the school board.
Because I believe in the idea too. I think it's a good idea.
One of the four no votes could bring it back up. Yes.
Yes.
You can reconsider.
Correct.
Well, I would support the this idea and plan B and some refining of this idea, because I do not support it. In fact, I do support it. I just, the idea, I think, needs to be fleshed out from my vantage point and in a variety of ways. So.
School starts in 4 weeks.
Well, I think the first objective we get to the Sheriff George and Quorum schools that we want here, let them know. And if they want to meet back with us, we can do that. Does that mean the officers are going to be full time? It's done. They would just have to SRO be trained. So.
I don't know, Lori, maybe I'm misunderstanding. I don't know that your concern was as much from the school standpoint as it was or where those officers are going to wind up.
It's a couple of pieces. Yeah. It's the management. It's what happens. What do we really need officers the rest of the year? And do we really need to incur that cost? And is there some other way to look at that?
And that's not going to come from the school district. That's going to come from the sheriff's office. Those answers, I mean.
I'm sorry. And I did miss what Bill was saying. Just as someone was coming in, I was just. So you were talking about the school. I'm sorry.
Meeting again with the school districts.
Right.
If they need it. But
no,
those answers won't come from the school district.
No,
correct.
Not from. No, not some of the issues that I have. No, absolutely.
Hey, is this worth more?
But a task force, sort of an idea that you know you had mentioned, would include the schools as well as. Department and or, you know.
So, feeling either way on the school resource officers, Kevin? Got defeated, but you didn't get a chance to vote. It was a no vote by absenteeism.
Well, I think that we're overstepping our bounds on local enforcement government. You have the school districts that are a separate entity that should be paying the full cost of it. And you have municipalities, you know, Caro, Wyndham, they have law enforcement themselves. And what better way to know the school, the kids in the school, is local people from the area, not a sheriff's office. And I think we'll overstep our bounds by doing that. I fully intend to know what the resource officers will do, but the main intent was it is to take care of a active shooter. And I don't think we should be in that role. I tell you that.
That's good for big towns. Small towns don't have to pull the truck. Thank you.
Thanks for letting me weigh in on that.
No, there's no problem. We're adjourned anyway, so.
Okay, I'm on the agenda accepting the county.
Child and Family Services.
I'll put on.
Hold on, there.
Is there a second?
Lewis seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed, carried. Number two, amending resolution 408-17, authorizing agreement between Green County Department of Human Services, HMG, and Anytime Home Care Inc. for home care, personal care, aid, and rescue services.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Linder.
Linder, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed, carried. Number three, authorizing agreement with Green County Department of Human Services, aging, and capital district YMCA for moving for a better balance classes.
I have a question about it. What is it?
It's an exercise program to improve balance, which then helps when fall prevention. So it's kind of a Tai Chi, Pilates, general yoga type program.
Why are we hiring someone from Green County to manage or to run this program?
Because we don't have, it's a specific evidence-based program. You have to be certified and in it, and we don't have anybody in Green that we know of that has that certification.
Okay. How many people would service?
I think the max per class is 30, and that's part of the requirement that the certification insists on, so it would be 30.
So we're talking about just for 1 year, the total cost to us would be $1,800 plus mileage.
And that would come from, it's not a straight county cost, that we get money from the state to run certain programming, and that's where it would come from.
All right. Thank you.
Terry.
Terry.
I would also suggest that maybe we try to reach out to some, I mean, there's more and more of these fitness centers and exercise places that are opening up. Maybe try to reach out to them here in Green County. Would you be interested in going for a certification? We can hire you, you know, next year.
We tried to do that internally, and
yeah.
I couldn't get anybody to do it on the staff. So I think it might be
worthwhile. You know, we have a year to plan for the following year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someone might take advantage of that, knowing that they're going to get an $1,800 stipend.
I can do that.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea.
Committee meeting order at 6:27. We have with us tonight Bill Smith, our Buildings and Grounds Superintendent, who was requested last month to give an update on where we are, where we need to be, and we can figure out how to get there.
Bill, I'm ready. I'm told I got a 2-hour time slot to fill, so I'll try that. Doing just under that. I don't know if anybody hasn't got it. I handed out a brief description of what we have in the county as far as building owns. I couldn't find nothing previous to this, so I'm starting from scratch kind of on it, and as we go along, we just keep updating it, improving. I was asked for a 5, 10, 15, 20 year plan in the future. I didn't get that far yet. I'm trying to get everything fixed at this point that's broken. We've got many projects going on in the county, so as the year goes on, we'll keep updating, and then we'll get to that point where we start doing, that we have a 5, 10, 15 year plan. The front page is basically all the buildings that's owned within the county. Actually, the first two pages, if you flip it over, that's what Building and Ground maintains as far as lawns, work orders, lights out, the snow removals, and stuff like that. So we stay quite busy with the buildings that we have. We don't have that many new buildings, so there's quite a few issues in some of the buildings. Some of our main things as we go on, we got a couple parking lots that need to be sealed. We're going to do one this year. The upper parking lot is scheduled last week. The rain stopped that. We're trying to reschedule it now. Get that done. Just getting the sealing and the striping set up at the same time. I don't want to seal the parking lot and not have striping in 2 weeks. Like I told Sean, I have cars parked all over the place. So I need that all set up. Next year, there's a list of a couple other parking lots to be sealed. They're a lot smaller than the upper, so... But it's just, as we go on, I get the other parking lots into that rotation as well. So every year, we're going to be sealing some parking lots. Down to the courthouse, we had an evaluation done in the roof down there just to see where that roof's at. It was only done maybe 8-10 years ago. It's actually showing failure already. A lot of seams are coming apart. You stick your hand up underneath the seams. There's patches that were never sealed properly. So we're looking through this winter to get that one worked on next year. But I said, we actually put your hand right up into the welded seams. They were never welded completely. So we're going to have issues.
When was the courthouse fully renovated? What year was that? Now, was it before I came?
08?
Or,
it was in the mid-2000s.
Right before I came. So I don't know, it's about 10 years.
It's about 10 years.
Yeah. It's a punch list when I got it.
No.
Does it have insulation under it?
It's insulated and it's not leaking as of right now, but that's why we want to catch it before it gets to that point.
Is the possible proposal for this spray like they did here or whatever?
That's the guy I'm working with that did this roof here.
Okay.
Yeah, and I said, as we go through this winter months, I'll have something in set for next spring to get the work done in that roof.
Could you tell me if there was a warranty on that courthouse roof when it was done 10 years ago?
I don't know if the roof was done. I think it was mainly internal. Right. There was no modifications that I know to the roof at all. So I was
Thank you. Look through this, Mike. This is some of the pictures of the roof that shows the faults in it. Out at mental health, actually up at the tourism building, we've been having a lot of issues with the air conditioning this year. Up there, they got to reset the breaker once a day, sometimes twice a day. As everybody knows, the humidity this year has been a pain. It's all the air conditioners are really stressing. So we'll probably be putting a new system up into there. It's the compressor's going bad, but it's an old system. It's an R22, which you can no longer get. So it has to be updated to a 410A, which means the whole entire system has to be replaced. You just can't put a certain particular unit outside, put the condenser, the fan, the coil inside, the line set, and the condenser all replaced at one shot.
This is the mental health building?
No, this is going to be the tourism building. So they have an air conditioning problem up there. And I said,
right at the throughway?
Yeah.
Any cost on that yet?
That would probably be about $2,500 because I said I could do that right in house. That's something that we can do ourselves.
Can you do those Mitsubishi units?
Oh, yeah, we could do the ductless split, but the ductwork's all already up there and stuff like that. And I said between the walkers, the way it's set up, I'd have to do three ductless splits up there instead of one system. Okay. And they're like $3,000 a piece. Right. So it's since the duct is there, it's just replacing what's existing up there. At the Casco Point, the Freightmaster building, we've got the awnings that's starting to pull away from the building a little bit. So I got some prices coming in on that this winter for next year. If you go down to the Freightmaster, there's an awning that comes around. I got it shored up right now with some 4x4s just to hold it in place so it doesn't come apart any further.
Are they metal?
No, it's all wood. It's all wood, but it's all scroll work. It's all. So I've been talking to a few guys to try to find out. It's fastened to the brick, and all the wood is rotted on the brick, and it's actually pulling the brick off the building as the wood is, its awning's falling out.
This is in the rear of the building.
This is when you go down in the ferry slip side around to the front. In the rear, there was a porch that we actually removed about 3 months ago